A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Vinny, I got all these bad notes and bad numbers in front of me. I can just throw them in the trash because they don't matter anymore.
And that's right. Crumple up that sheet of paper, Tony, and throw it in the trash for sure. It was a fun night to watch Paul Blackburn do what he's pretty consistent doing all season and getting just enough offense. And it was an entertaining game. I know these two teams have struggled with the offense, but the A's can sleep better tonight as they can say goodbye to a nine-game losing streak.
Yeah, you can just go down the checklist. Let's see, starter goes deeper in the game, check. The defense doesn't boot the ball around, check. You got some timely hitting, check. I mean, they played this game for over 150 years. You do certain things, you usually win.
You're right, and we talked about it during the broadcast, Alex and myself, the standpoint that there's a doubleheader tomorrow, and I know you've got your ace going in game one, but you still have to cover 18 innings, which really puts the onus on the first game's starter. In that case, it's Paul Blackburn. Paul Blackburn had only gone five innings at most in his previous starts, in part because they've kind of had a leash on him, if you will. But tonight he was pitching effectively. Give Mark Kotze credit for just letting him go. And Paul Blackburn realizing this is something that I need to do for this team and do for myself. And, you know, pitching into the seventh inning very effectively like he was certainly encouraging to see. And, you know, when Tony Kemp does good things, it just ignites the ball club. We saw that so much last year. I know he hit eight home runs last year. I'm not expecting him to hit eight this year. If he does, that's great. But just getting on base and creating. And, you know, Chad Pinder's starting to come to life a little bit. Another key RBI with a ground ball up the middle, staying through the middle of the diamond. So these are good things that happen. And, you know, Danny Jimenez, this kid didn't really, you know, have this type of experience in the past closing games, certainly on the major league level. He's 5 for 5, and that was fun to see as well.
Yeah, I know this is bad, but I got an hour to do here. It's the J&J boys, Jackson and Jimenez, and it's ball game over.
Jay, let me write this down. Jay and okay, I'll let you have that one all by yourself, Tony. How about that?
Well, we're going to start selling T-shirts on Friday out in the parking lot.
Sounds great.
How many times in your career, I mean, you've been doing this a long time, how many times have you done a double dip twice in a week?
I don't know if I have, to be honest with you. I'm sure it may have happened. When you've been around for a few years like I have, it's bound to have happened during some crazy weather part of the season. But, it's 15 games in 13 days. All you can do is focus on that particular day. And Adrian Martinez gets a chance. You know, he gets a chance to pitch in the big leagues, gets a chance to show some value for the Sean Manaea deal, and we'll see how that plays out in game two. And hopefully he does so with some momentum from game one behind Frankie Montas.
Well, we all got a long day tomorrow, so go enjoy the rest of your evening there in Detroit, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on A's Cast.
It's not as long, Tony, going into a 10-game losing streak as it is going into a one-game winning streak. How about that?
I hate to ask, how's the weather for tomorrow?
We're fine. It's going to be in the 80s by the end of the week, man. We're good.
Okay. But then we'll see you tomorrow, bright and sunny.
Sounds good, Tony.
See
adios.
Ya. Yeah, good news, right? Good news. Double dip tomorrow. So you love baseball? You know, by the way, if you're just a fan of baseball, if you just like watching baseball, like you don't care who the teams are, you just love it and you just can't get enough of it, man, right now, it's every day, all day. There's double dips. I mean, there was double headers yesterday on Mother's Day. Who the hell has double headers on Mother's Day? Well, when, you know, you miss a week because of a lockout, and then you got bad weather, you're going to have a lot of this. So tons of baseball coming your way. We'll talk about it next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
And Jimenez, a glance back at second again, now to the plate. Swing and a miss. He gets him on the breaking ball. He strikes out three, and the A's losing streak is history. The A's win the first game of this five-game series on a Monday night in Detroit. Paul Blackburn, Zach Jackson, and Danny Jimenez combine to blank the Tigers. Your final score is Oakland 2 and the Tigers nothing.
This is A's Clubhouse.
You know, not sure how many people really remember the last losing streak like this. It was dark times, man. I think it's not apples to apples. It's nothing close of what that was like in 2011 to where we are now. It was the end of the Bob Guerin era. It was a very tough time for, I really think, the front office. They would not admit this. That's fine. They haven't admitted a lot of things and won't say a lot of things. I respect it. I've known Billy and I've known David for a long, long time. But Bob Guerin was the best man in Billy Beane's second wedding. They're boys. They've known each other a long, long time. And firing your best friend's not easy to do. Hiring them's easy. Firing them's tough. And Bob Guerin did exactly what the front office wanted, and it failed time and time again. And there was really kind of a, like, where's everything going? And then all of a sudden, this guy Bob Melvin was hired. And we knew about Melvin. Obviously, you remembered him as a player. You know, kind of that backup catcher role guy. And you'd seen him, you know, in the dugout in Seattle. Saw him in the dugout as the bench coach for Bob Brenly for the D-backs when they won the World Series. And one of the great World Series of all time. I think like all of us, for one series, we were all D-backs fans. Beat those Yankees. And then he became the manager of the Snakes. And obviously, none of that worked out. And then Bob Melvin became the manager of the A's. And the rest is history. And there was a black cloud then. It's like with Melvin, the black cloud went away. But it's nothing like that now. This is all new. We know this is a brand new thing for Mark Kotze. And just for a manager, a brand new manager, you don't want to have a long losing streak. I mean, his job right now, we're not – I know where I'm at. I'm not expecting this team to, you know, compete for a playoff spot. But what I want to see is that Mark Kotze gets whoever it is, whoever the names are on the back of the jersey, that you show up and you bust your ass every night. You're getting an opportunity. And quite a few of these guys, I don't know if you're getting the opportunity somewhere else. There's only 30 teams in this league. How many guys are going to get that opportunity? So you better show up ready to go and play hard. Yeah, you might not play well, but you better play hard. And that's just something that Kotze's got to drill into these guys night in and night out. And they're doing it. Even though they lost nine in a row, it's not – I mean, they're not out there getting embarrassed. They're playing hard. They're just not as good as the other teams. But they're playing hard. So this is far different. That's why I'm glad we don't have to talk about this losing streak anymore. Let's go to Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, lead us off tonight.
Hey, how's it going, Chris? It was good to see the guys get back in it. It was good to see the young pitching. Jackson did good. Jimenez closed it out. It was good to see him see some life after the losing streak. It's no more. It's good to see.
Yeah, losing streaks get tough in a sport where it's every day. Like, if you lose a game, baseball's great because you don't dwell on it like you do football, or you could actually dwell on it on a couple days in basketball or hockey. In baseball, you don't have to worry about it because tomorrow's a new game. But when you've lost a lot of games in a row and you're going to the ballpark and everybody's asking you, what do you think about 7 in a row, 8 in a row, 10 in a row, 11? I mean, that wears on you. That really, you know, luckily, I mean, right now I think we got only two writers following us. But if you're somebody that's got a bunch of writers and a bunch of media following you and that's all the negativity is constantly losing streak, losing streak, losing streak. Oh, that is miserable. That's when baseball and winning is the greatest thing. Baseball and losing is the worst.
I agree, but like I said, it was nice to see them. It's nice to see some spark. I mean, even though, like you said, I don't expect them to win the division or get back in it, it's nice to see some life.
Yeah, entertain us. And you know what? That was an entertaining ball game. To watch the starter go 6 2/3. Paul Blackburn, you know, I've talked about it for years where I said there's a difference between going out there to win and there's a difference between going out there just to survive. He's not going out there to survive. He's going out attacking hitters, using all this stuff, pitching with confidence. He expects to pitch into the seventh. And when you have that mentality, you become much better. And my God, he's 4-0 on the season.
Right. So what do you think the odds are we see Montas finish the year in an A's uniform?
Zero.
Okay. Because he's been exciting to watch as well. That's stuff to take as a fan.
Well, I mean, just enjoy. I mean, this is just me spitballing here. I don't think he goes till the break. I mean, till the not the All-Star break, but till the trading deadline. At the trading deadline, you're going to have some desperate GMs who want to move, who want to make the move. And that's why
he's going out there and giving strong outings every single time. Who wouldn't want it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a house. You put your house for sale. You let everybody come check it out and start bidding on it. And then at that point, you take the very best bid. I would be 100% shocked if we go to spring training next year and there's Frankie Montas. Now, could it happen? Anything can happen, right? It could happen. The odds, I would not bet on it. If I had to bet the house, I'm betting he's not here by the end of the training deadline.
I agree. So what you got to say about the start tomorrow for the young kids?
Give them hell. Right now, this team, by the way, you're going up against, you know, I would say, I don't care who you are. Looking at this Tigers lineup, knowing how bad the A's lineup is, and I have all these numbers in front of me, their lineup stinks. Go right after them. I mean, they're not scoring runs at all. They've now lost 13 of 15. Ever since Miguel Cabrera got career hit number 3,000, they basically have all been bad. And they're not scoring runs at all. I tell the kid, go after it. Everybody, just start pounding the strike zone. That's what I mean. I mean, for the A's, you got a real chance to do some damage in this series. And I know that's hard to say after losing 9 straight. Thank you for the phone call. I know that's hard. I know you might be saying Townsend, they just lost 9 straight. But once again, if you really start looking at the numbers, like Miguel Cabrera, for instance, he came into today since he got career number 3,000. Against the Rockies, and he was 0-4 today. He came into today 8-4 his last 42. Now he's 8-4 his last 46, which is well under 190 since he got career hit number 3,000. I mean, their whole team is slumping. What do you do against a slumping team? Try and get fat. Now people can look at the A's after losing nine straight saying the same thing. But, hey, we say, hey, somebody's got to win the series. You're playing five games. Somebody's got to win at least three. Somebody's going to win this. You can't split this series. It's not possible. Somebody's going to win this series. Why not you? Phone calls next, 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan-Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Revive the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Two tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces.
Gonna bounce the clothes and fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it. Find a brand new love.
That's right. Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to StitchFix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign-up. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna Stitch Fix it.
Tigers play the infield to pull. Baez, the shortstop, about a step to the left to second base. And the 0-1 pitch, and Kemp swings and drives one in the air to right. Meadows is going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. Tony Kemp breaks out of a 5-for-44 slump, and it's a solo home run out to right field, his first of the year, and the A's have a 1-0 lead in the third. Got the barrel out and sent it over the wall and right into about the first row of bleachers out there. And the A's have a 1-0 lead. Looked like a changeup down in the zone, and Kemp just dropped ahead.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
That's right. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Greg and Slow, welcome to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, what's cracking, brother?
A victory.
Pretty exciting to get off the schneid, no doubt about it. I didn't call in yesterday. The weekend ended kind of rough with another loss, so I needed a soft landing spot. So I figured coming on tonight after getting a win and breaking the losing streak was a good soft landing spot for myself.
Okay.
What about Jimenez in the ninth, man? You think some of those calls were a little A's friendly? If we want to talk about Baez getting tossed and AJ Hinch getting thrown, K zone, man, those balls were a little low. But you know, as an A's fan, it's hard to complain. But I think the Tigers got squeezed. I mean, on Cabrera, they were squeezing Cabrera a little bit. What do you think about that?
Yeah, but you know what? Why would I care? Like, seriously, they lost nine straight. Do I care? Like, in what sport do you complain when your team gets the call? Like, if it's a bad PI call and it helps your team get first and 10 in the red zone, do you go, well, that was a bad call? No, I'll take that any day of the week. Okay, hey, fine. If it's a little outside, little up, little down, I don't care. Give me the calls all day. I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yeah, you want a bad PI call, you call that great defense by the DB, you know. Yeah, it seems like usually the A's are the ones getting squeezed. So it's finally good to kind of be on the other side of the fence for that. And you can't blame him, man. If they're calling it there, keep going. I thought he was a little too fine. I don't know if he realizes he's got a good fastball. I mean, he was touching 97 tonight. There's some movement on it, especially the at bat to Grossman. 3-2 curveball. I mean, Robbie Grossman's not Ted Williams. I thought I think he should trust his fastball a little more. He does have really good breaking stuff, so I get it. But his fastball's nothing to kind of bluff at either. But I thought maybe he was a little bit too fine. But again, after a 9-game losing streak, it's hard to complain. Guys got off the schneid. Good
Tony
to see Murph get a big
Tony
hit.
Kemp hit a home run, for God's sakes.
I know. And it was a wall scraper if we've ever seen one, man. It was get up and just get out, man. It barely made it out. But, you made a good point earlier about the Tigers, and you look at their lineup, and, I mean, it's really bad. And they got studs. I mean, by all accounts, Javi Baez is a stud. He got a big contract. I mean, Miguel Cabrera, Hall of Famer.
Wait. Have you seen what Javi Baez is hitting lately?
That's probably another reason why he got tossed out, man. He is just totally frustrated up there.
He came into today hitting 125 his last six games. 125. You're looking at two offenses that if you look at the numbers, you would bet the under all day long in every game, all five of these games.
Well, you buy a house on the hill, take the under, man. That's going to be five games in a row. There's no way combined they're going to score more. No way. I'll be shocked. If the over-under is six, I wouldn't be shocked at the odds makers. I mean, Seth Brown, I think, was 0-for-4 again tonight. He's going to be at the 170, 160 range before you know it. But, it's really crazy to see because, I mean, again, we don't have any, quote-unquote studs like a Javi Baez or a Miggy Cabrera. So to see, to see those guys struggle as bad as they are, I mean, I know you need more than two guys, but, it's refreshing to see if there is another team out there that's as bad as us. So, one of the other reasons for my call, Townie, is I didn't call yesterday, obviously, but the Saturday afternoon game, I think it was a caller that called in after me, and you guys had it out pretty good, man. And sometimes when you laugh so hard you cry, there's tears come down your eyes. I was laughing so hard when you went on your Jim Mora playoff rant, but you were talking about the 80s. I mean, I was dying, Chris Townsend. It was, you were so spot on. You were so money, and again, it's not to beat a dead horse, but some of these A's fans, man, they just, business sense. I mean, going back to the 80s, I mean, the guy was bringing up Tony La Russa, for God's sakes. I mean, Tony La Russa.
It's kind of scary, and for years I've held back, but now I've just had it. When people reference the 80s, and it's like, dude, I was in high school in the 80s. I just turned 50. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, the Haas family. The Haas family. Do you realize how long, like what are you, like, you know how much, just not the game of baseball, the game of life. And I'm not talking the board game that I have inside with my kids. The game of life has changed so much since the 80s, and people are referencing the 80s and the early 90s like it was just a few years ago. It's
it
like,
was,
what?
It was a, yeah, it was a, I mean, I've gone back and listened to that call a few times because I'm trying to figure out, kind of where the guy was coming from. I also, just laughing so hard and something like that, you need to listen to four or five times to really enjoy it. But, it's part of the reason, Townie, that makes me think, like, what A's fans, I mean, come on, it's like, I understand the whole rap with not paying players and all that, but, you made a good point about Chapman. Matt Chapman wouldn't make a difference in this lineup. I mean, the way he's playing, and not that these guys aren't going to have good at the end of the season, they're going to be good players. I get it all, but, you made a point of dumping $175 million payroll. Throw that number out there and expecting anything different. It's kind of like, you can't blame John Fisher. It's return on investment. That's the key here, return on investment. And to think if we had $175 million payroll that we'd be filling the house at the Coliseum, It's just ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. And I agree with you 100% because Fisher takes a lot of, you know, he takes a lot of heat, obviously. He's dumping money into the park. I mean, how many owners are willing to dump their own money into a new park? I mean, you know, tax dollars and the city helping out. I mean, Fisher, from all that I've read, and I'm not no expert on what's going on, there's too many moving parts. But from what I've read, you know, Fisher's willing to fork out his own dough for the stadium in particular. I know there's a lot of other stuff going on with, you know, affordable housing and, you know, the whole center there, if you want to call it, with storefront and all that stuff. But, you know, how many guys are willing to fork out their own dough for a new yard? I mean, it's, you know, you got to give the guy a little bit of a break. I mean, it's just, I just thought that call was great. I didn't call you yesterday, but man, I was rolling when you went off on him about the 80s, man. And it was like, you know, I mean, you guys, like you said, factual claims. You can't make, you know, you got to make factual claims. If you're going to be mad, fine. Everyone's got their own opinion on it. And it is, we got a long road to hoe, and it's an ugly situation. There's no doubt about it. But part of me just goes, you know, when people in Oakland and A's fans kind of act like this, it makes me go, man, you know, what planet are these people on? What, you know, maybe Vegas isn't such a bad idea. I want to stay in Oakland. Don't get me wrong. I want to stay in Oakland. But it's kind of like, you know, gosh, I can't blame people that want to turn the page. And I'm in a perfect spot, Townie, being in Slow. Oakland's 2 and change. I can drive there. You know, worst case scenario, they end up having to leave. Say it's Vegas. I hop on a flight. It takes me an hour to get there. I'm an A's fan through and through. I don't care where they go. I'll watch them.
Well, actually, Greg, you know what? The majority of the calls that I've gotten all these years, whether it is about – because I did all the calls for the Raiders too. So most of the calls are always not from Oakland. Like most of the people that are so fired up, not from Oakland. Like I remember, I don't even know if they're still around, but Save Oakland Sports was a group where literally over 2/3 of the people that would meet and get together and Save Oakland Sports, more than 2/3 weren't even people from Oakland. So thank you for the phone call, Greg. Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of, and I want the passionate fans, and I wish we got more from Oakland. I wish there was more, a way bigger freak out that the Raiders and the Warriors left. I wish there was a bigger freak out. I'm tired of talking about this stuff. I mean, we got to talk about it all the time, but I will say this. I'm not going to have a whole lot of let's talk about the 80s and the early 90s. Just not going to do it. And I don't want to bring up the Haas family and, you know, but when Walter Haas Jr. passed and the family was like, sell the team, we want out of business of baseball. I mean, there's no point of going back to that. Why are we looking back at the 80s? Why are we looking back at the early 90s? Why are we looking back at any of that? It really does not matter. You're in 2022. You have the project in front of you. You have it all. Everything's in front of you. That's what you need to look at. And I don't know why people keep going back to different times when your issues and your problem and your answers are right here in front of you. That's reality. That's what good business people do. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Whether you're in business or in school, Staples has your tech.
How about wireless headphones so I'm not tied to my desk?
Staples has your tech.
A tablet for when I travel by train?
The latest laptop for a soon-to-be summa cum laude?
Staples offers tech solutions and accessories for learners, small business, and remote workers, too. From the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $199. You save $50. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/14, limit 2 while supplies last.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
For Pineda, this will be his 56th pitch. From the stretch, checks Murphy at third. Here it comes, and Chad swings and grounds it through the middle. That's a base hit. Murphy will score as Pinder picks up an RBI single, and the A's double their lead. It's 2-0. Good at bat by Pinder as he got a slider and put the bat on the ball. Hit it between Baez at short and the second base bag. And it's 2-0 A's.
All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Let's go to the coach. Coach, are you in Los Alamos in New Mexico or the one that's like in Central, somewhere by Santa Barbara?
Yeah, I'm Central Coast. I'm down here by Greg. Although I don't know him, you know. But no, I'm in that one.
Oh, yeah. So that's the problem. You and Greg are down there just hammering wine all day long. That's the problem with the two of you.
There you go. Well, I grew up in the Bay Area. I had to move down here for work. In fact, I just as a quick aside, I think one of your good buddies used to work for me when I was a principal out of school. But that's for another time.
Who?
Milt.
Kurt Miltenberger?
Yeah.
Milty worked for you?
Yeah. He was a teacher. I was principal.
Yeah. Now down in Arizona at Arizona State. Yeah.
Yeah, he's down there in Arizona. But, yeah, oh, man, what a great teacher. I'll tell you, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I lived with him. We played ball together. I lived with him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, at San Jose State, yeah. We're all Spartans. So, let me go to Blackburn. You know, boy, that guy's pitching well, isn't he?
No, Coach, I'd rather have a starter go four innings and let's see six relievers come in after that. I don't like this kind of bait. I don't know what they're thinking. Allowing a guy to pitch into the seventh inning, this is disgusting, and it's got to stop now.
Good point. If they're not throwing 100 and being pulled out after four innings, I don't recognize the game anymore.
Hey, by the way, Coach, but I don't know if you saw this in the Yankee game. Nestor Cortez threw 103 pitches as a starter. I was worried they were going to take him away in an ambulance.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. And I listened to part of Dallas Braden's game the other day and there was a part there where they said, oh, he's only throwing 88 pitches. You know, he'll be good to throw the rest of the game. You know, nowadays, 88, they'll be thinking his arm's about to fall off.
Oh, my. You know, so, I never thought about that. We should ask Dallas Braden going, you know what, Dallas, we should have took you out in the seventh.
That's right. Brought in Michael Wirtz or whoever they were going to bring in.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, good pitcher by Blackburn. So let me ask you, so Blackburn, he's throwing his breaking ball down when he wants to get the double play or the ground ball, but he's also throwing that breaking ball up, which is what I've seen more guys doing. since, you know, this launch angle thing, you know, even Verlander occasionally will throw that breaking ball up. But, from your observation, I imagine that was all deliberate, right? He didn't hang any of those breaking balls.
You know, changing the eyesight is so big in baseball. It always has been, but, you know, especially with guys, as you said, trying to launch the baseball, where if you really think about guys that had great curveballs, let's just take like two left-handers. You take Sandy Koufax and you take Barry Zito. They were different curveballs because of velocity, but both curveballs started at your head and then broke down into the strike zone, right? So look how much you're changing the eyesight of a hitter when it's coming at your head and then breaking down. So basically, when a curveball is going to be thrown for an actual strike, it's going to be come in different than the curveball that's breaking down and you're trying for the strikeout pitch that's going to be low or actually in the dirt. So when you see a higher curveball, it doesn't mean it's a hanging curveball, especially if it's got great spin to it. It means you're trying to flip it in there for a strike. Now, if you flip it in there and it doesn't have much break and it's not breaking down and it is just spinning, it's going to go about 800 feet.
Right. So, but he was getting those at the top of the zone for some of those batters. So, he sure is pitching well. So if, let's say you were the pitching coach and you're talking to Dalton Jeffries, who has probably comparable stuff to Paul Blackburn, but not experience, what would you tell Dalton Jeffries to get from watching how Blackburn's getting guys out? What do you think?
It's all a mental attitude. All these guys have a good arm. All these guys have had success. It's now going out there and attacking and controlling the game, pitching your game, which so many times, if you look at the percentages, and I don't care what level it is, if you get ahead of hitters and you throw quality strikes, you will get out after out after out, and you will pitch deeper into games. The less 3-2 counts you stay away from, the less, you know, the less walks. You walk people. Yeah, you're only going to – you get to a lot of 3-2 counts and you walk a lot of people, you're not going to get through five. But if you go out, get strike one, you get ahead of hitters, and you have that confidence in your stuff, you know, once again, pitching to win versus pitching to survive, it's two different things.
Yeah.
And just look at Blackburn. Has Blackburn changed? Yeah. Is like all of a sudden Blackburn's body hasn't changed? Blackburn, the only thing Blackburn's changed is his grip on his curveball and his breaking ball. But Blackburn as a person hasn't changed. What's changed? It's changed in between his ears. He mentally has changed.
Yeah. He really seems to understand pitching now, you know, and he isn't giving them things to hit over the middle of the plate. You know, he's not walking a lot of guys. So, makes the game a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Coach, appreciate the phone call. I totally forgot about this. We haven't won so long. I forgot about the interview after the win. When you lose nine straight, you kind of forget things. Here is Alex Jensen with Paul Blackburn.
A's take down the Tigers in the opener of a five-game series, 2-0 at Comerica Park. We're joined by Chad Pinder, an RBI single today. And, you know, Chad, I know you guys have been grinding a little bit from the offensive side, but you feel like you had some better at-bats toward the end of that series in Minneapolis to maybe loosen the pressure a little bit?
I think we did on Sunday. I think we had some good at-bats on Sunday. And then, again, man, I mean, I know it's easy to talk about the negative of how we've struggled hitting, but today we had some key hits, but it goes back to the pitching. Those guys have kept us in ball games that, you know, at least given us an opportunity to win. And, you know, we haven't come through in the last, you know, nine games, but today we were able to, and Paul pitched an incredible game and the bullpen came in and shut the door. So it was just it's good to get that weight off your back and just know that the tight games went our way this time. So.
How nice to see Tony Kemp get into a ball. I know he's been going through it a little bit, but just to see him get into one.
Yeah, no, going back to what you said about the at-bats yesterday, Tony's pinch hit yesterday when he drew that walk is one of those Tony at-bats. So when he starts taking those type of at-bats, you know, he's starting to turn back into Tony Kemp, and he showed it tonight and had some great at-bats, even his first swing, you know, that he hit to the track, and then was able to get the next one out. So he had some great at-bats, and it's good job.
Well, even productive outs, right? Like Seth Brown's fly ball to center field to move, you know, Murph over to third for your RBI single. I mean, those type of at-bats, those can really help build momentum.
For sure. It's a fantastic job by Brownie there, getting the first pitch elevated that he could drive somewhere, was able to get Murph over there. And, you know, those are the situational at-bats that help win tight ball games. And we haven't been doing that in those, that nine-game stretch. And just nice to have the tables turn a little bit for us and come up with those, and the pitchers doing what they continue to do. So it's a good one.
Yeah, what can you say about Paul Blackburn today?
It was fantastic. He was incredible. He's been incredible all year. He's pounding the zone, mixing pitches, both sides of the plate. He did a fantastic job again.
Yeah, your bullpen, came in. I guess a lot of people didn't know much about the guys down there, with the exception of a couple guys. But Zach Jackson gave you four up and four down, and Danny Jimenez again pitched through some traffic in the night to bring this one home. What can you say about the guys in the bullpen, the job they've done this year?
Yeah, they've been fantastic, all of them, to be honest with you. They've all been great. Zach did an outstanding job tonight. And then tonight, for me, that was Danny's most impressive performance. I know he's been great all year, but in a tight ball game like that, after we've lost nine straight, to go through the heart of their order with Grossman, Baez, Miggy, Meadows, Scope, like, he showed some real nerve there. It was awesome. Like, to see him do that in that type of situation just shows he's a real deal.
Ready for a long day of baseball tomorrow?
Hey, we're ready.
Chad Pinder, thanks for the time. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Chad Pinder after the A's beat the Tigers 2-0 on this Monday in Detroit. Towny, back to you.
Yeah, Pinder with the big hit in the top of the fourth inning to bring home Murphy after his leadoff double. A's with the win, the shutout 2-0, their third shutout of the season. Up next, your phone calls in the scoreboard right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
KFC knows that when it comes to sharing, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A meal with sides, that's good. Three equally delicious sides? So even if one kid loves mac and cheese, another only eats mashed potatoes, and the third is basically 90% french fry, there'll still be no complaints besides why bedtime can't be midnight and ice cream isn't a breakfast food? That's finger-licking good.
KFC Sides Lover's Meal. Pick three large sides and pair them with 8 crispy tenders or your favorite fried chicken. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
This has been at the top of the list of the most positive stories for the A's this year, the reemergence of Paul Blackburn on the mound for Oakland. Here's the 1-0. Swung up, bounced to third in between, hopped to his left, picked up by Smith, spins and throws the first in time. 1-2-3, and seven in a row, sat down by Paul Blackburn. He has pitched a masterpiece tonight against the Tigers. On to the seventh, and it's 2-0 Oakland.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Somebody has just pointed out to me that the A's are 11-0 when they outscore their opponents. It's true. Coach P in Fremont, you're on the A's Clubhouse show.
What's up, Uncle Tony? Hey, you're telling facts, man. You know what I mean? We are 11-0 when we outscore the opponents.
That's a fact. No one can dispute that.
Yeah. It's a fact, Jack. It's a fact. I do think we do have a winning record when we scored first, though. I know, like, a little while back we were like 6-1 or something, or 7-1 on that. So I don't know if that still applies. I mean, you know, a 9-game skid, you know, it might change things. But I mean, even during that 9-game skid, I mean, honestly, if we had some bats wake up a little bit, that
Coach P, you ready for a fact?
Go give it to me, Tony.
When the A's score first, they're now 9-3. That's fact.
Hey, that's a fact, Jack. And you know what? Let's start from there. Hey, so if we're at the game, you know what I mean? When you go to the game, and you know, I know not the way you're going, but if you go to the game, you score first, you might feel a little good. I mean, but hey, feeling good, breaking this 9-game skid. You know, Blackburn, you know, he's making Brentwood proud. I'm pretty sure he's from Brentwood. I could have swore that's a fact.
Correct.
And, you know, I mean, Kempin ain't easy. I mean, for Kemp to start off, get the solo, you know, a little mighty guy, you know what I mean? And then Chad obviously getting the other run in. I mean, we're scratching and clawing for runs, but the pitching's doing their job. And, you know, of course it's not going to be anything great and spectacular. I mean, you would be kind of foolish to think playoffs, but it's a long season and you never know. You just never know. And these teams do, you know, sometimes the A's do fine, you know, a little something out of nothing, you know what I mean? So just sit tight, kick back, relax, thank God the skid's over, and let's get some wins under our belt. Love the show, Townie. Keep it up. Let's go, Oakland. Ace for life, no matter where they play.
Love it. Kempin ain't easy. That's hilarious. That's another T-shirt. We got the J&J boys, Jackson and Jimenez. Kempin ain't easy. We're coming up with all kinds of slogans tonight here on the A's Clubhouse Show. By the way, here, you want another fact? See, I'm about facts. Everybody wants to deal in opinion. I'm about facts. Here's a fact. A's got their first win against a team in the Central. They're now 1-6 against the Central. How about that? Did you know that? Boy, our facts are pretty slim tonight, I will admit. All righty, it is time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. All right, what do we got going with the old scoreboard tonight? All right, we got White Sox lead the Guardians 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Top of the fifth, Angels lead the Rays 3-1. Bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Cubbies over the Padres. Bob Melvin's having some intestinal problems. He's been out the last couple days, so good luck to our good friend Bob Melvin. Bottom of the fourth, Phillies shutting out the Mariners 3-0. Top of the fourth, it's all tied between the Marlins and the D-backs 3-3. Giants lead the Rockies 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Finals from today, Baltimore 6, Kansas City 1, Yankees 1, Rangers 0. And it's the Pirates beating the Dodgers 5-1. Dodgers had beaten the Pirates 16 straight. Talk about the Buccos need to get a win. Raise the Jolly Rogers, they like to say. And the Reds. Hey, Reds and Pirates won on the same night. Buy some lottery tickets. Wait, Reds, Pirates, and A's all won on the same night. What's the lottery at, for God's sakes? Reds over the Braves 10-5. All righty. Time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Folks, strap in. Like I said to start this show, you like baseball? Well, it's simple. Get ready for a full day tomorrow. We've got so much baseball for you here on A's Cast the next couple days. So we've got a double dip tomorrow. And probably whatever you're going to remember, remember this. It's going to start at 9:10, and then it's just going to basically be all day. It's 9:10, Total Access, presented by Chevron, 10:10 first pitch, baseball, and then I'll do some type of dog and pony show in between games, and then we'll have the second game. And then baseball all week and another double dip on Saturday. We got nothing but baseball here on A's Cast. Whether it's A's Cast Live, A's stuff, MLB stuff and games, it's wall-to-wall baseball for a while now. So strap in and enjoy. The number one thing to remember tomorrow is check in early, 9:10. I'll start the show out with Ken. Ken's not on the road. With Vince. And then we're going to hear a very special conversation you're not going to want to miss, and I'm sure I can get it in between the games also tomorrow. Ray Fosse with Hall of Famer Sparky Anderson. This is going to be awesome. Baseball all day tomorrow. Breakfast with Townie at 9:10 in the morning. A's with the shutout victory, 2-0, game one of five straight. Somebody's got to win this series. Why not the A's? We'll see all of you tomorrow at 9:10 in the morning. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful night.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive the tag. Save at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.